USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Longtime televangelist Pat Robertson has come out against a new abortion measure signed into law by Alabama's governor.
I think Alabama has gone too far. They've passed a law that would give a 99-year prison sentence to people who can commit abortion. There's no exception for rape or incest. It's an extreme law, and they want to challenge Roe versus Wade, but my humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court, because I think this one will lose.
North Carolina's Attorney General Josh Stein has filed a lawsuit against Juul Labs. This piles more pressure on the biggest U.S. e-cigarette maker.
My investigation showed two things. One, it targeted young people. And two, it misleads the public about the potency of the nicotine in its products.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The White House flatly rejected House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's request for documents in its investigation into possible obstruction of justice. He had some strong words for the White House after receiving the blanket no.
This is the White House claiming that the president is a king. This is the White House saying that the Justice Department says they can't hold the president accountable because you can't indict a president, and now they're saying neither can Congress. So the president is totally unaccountable and above the law.
The Judiciary Committee has already found Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over documents. The full House will soon vote on the contempt charge. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Congress's subpoena to see President Trump's tax returns is an effort to weaponize the IRS. He told a Senate panel a federal court will likely have to decide the matter.
And this is why there are three branches of government. So if there is a difference of opinion, this will go to the third branch of government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A woman is crying foul over her treatment at Disney World. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Walt Disney World is facing a lawsuit from a North Carolina woman who was arrested outside the Magic Kingdom for CBD oil possession. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is representing the woman and has a message for the Disney Corporation.
If you're supposed to be the happiest place on earth, where you need to apologize to Miss Hester immediately and publicly, and all her family, to make this right.
Crump says he's suing Disney and the Orange County Sheriff's Office based on several factors.
Illegal detainment, the false imprisonment, the defamation of character, the intentional infliction of emotional distress, and the violation of civil rights of Miss Hester.
Ford is recalling vehicles due to a gear shift problem. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Ford says the problem could cause the vehicle to roll away unexpectedly. The recall now includes 2013 through 2016 Fusion midsize vehicles with 2.5-liter engines. The company urging drivers to always use the parking brake until these repairs are made. Ford says a bushing that attaches the shifter cable to the transmission can degrade, and the cable could detach. Ford has one report of an injury and three property damage reports. It says owners will be notified when repairs and the parts are ready.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.